Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly.
And this episode of the Health Analytic Insights podcast, I'll be continuing my talk about wait times, a common health analytic metric. So in previous episodes, I talked about readmission rates, how they're calculated, and some of the external factors that might be leading to increasing readmission rates within the community, and some innovative solutions in the form of developing machine learning algorithms to predict who might be at risk for readmission rates. And this episode is part of a series I'm doing, deep diving into common health analytic metrics within the health informatics field. In the last episode, I talked about how to calculate wait times and some of the factors that might lead to increasing wait times. And in this episode, I'd like to discuss some of the solutions being employed to help reduce wait times within the emergency department. So in the true spirit of the Health Analytic Insights podcast, I'd like to discuss a digital solution in the form of a dashboard to help improve communication between teams when triaging patients when they arrive at the emergency department. So a dashboard can be programmed to display relevant indicators to specific departments and can provide real-time feedback when the data is collected automatically. So in the setting of an emergency department where situations are rapidly changing and understanding the flow of the department is key, having a centralized system can be helpful to keep people up to date with rapid changes, such as when a patient bed becomes available or how long it's going to take to receive a lab test. So one paper that I was reading that was really interesting was a case study from a hospital in Seoul where they did employ an electronic dashboard to develop visualization of the emergency department performance. In this paper, they were doing a review of this dashboard that they implemented in 2012. And they're reviewing it over a five-year period, how useful or successful it has been for clinical staff. So this was really interesting to me because sometimes data products are built with little input, either from the beginning stages or at the end stages when the project is built, to provide feedback from the actual users of the product. So I was really impressed and interested that they were sourcing how useful this tool has been over the 5 years from clinical staff in the form of a survey. And in this survey, they asked questions to rank clinical staff's feelings on, for example, I found the dashboard unnecessarily complex, or I needed to learn a lot of things before I could get going with this dashboard. And in the paper, ultimately, the clinical team rated the dashboard as okay to good usability. And the article states that the information provided by the dashboard was rated high. However, the quantity of information was rated relatively low. In my opinion, this is always a fine balance to walk. How many measures are too much to put on a dashboard? Because you don't want to create content overload where people have many other tasks that they need to carry out in the emergency department. They can't just be focused on your dashboard. But you also want to make sure that it's adding value and not interrupting the clinical workflow. So it's always a difficult balance to walk on how much information is too much to include. And I think just like this paper has done, it's an iterative process of continuously asking for feedback and redesigning the dashboard so that it's the most useful for the clinical team. So I've written a blog post on this exact topic of dashboard design titled The Ultimate Guide to Building a Clinical Dashboard. and I'll link to it in the show notes of the episode. And in this blog post, I've compiled some questions to ask end users prior or even during when it comes to building a data product. So some of these questions include, how will this report or dashboard help you to do your job more effectively? What are the top three benefits you want to see as a result of this report or dashboard being implemented? How involved do you want to be on a daily basis when it comes to interacting with the report or dashboard? What processes do you already have in place to record your key performance indicators? What are the biggest pain points you have currently when collecting key performance indicators? And some of these questions are just to understand how end users will be using the tool on a day-to-day basis, how this tool might be integrated into their current roles, and what value it will provide to them is key when it comes to designing a dashboard. And this process might require multiple interviews and meetings initially, but I believe will save you time in the long term. I myself have built reports and dashboards that have hardly been used because I missed the steps of having that user feedback and clearly identifying the needs of the audience they'll be interacting with the tool. So this has just been a quick overview of some of the innovative solutions that are being applied when it comes to reducing hospital wait times. And it comes down in this case to improve communication between clinical staff in the form of creating a digital dashboard. The purpose of this health analytic metric deep dive is that at the end of this series, I'll be creating a hospital key performance indicator dashboard in Power BI, which will include all the metrics that I've mentioned in this series. I'm doing this because I've heard from many of you that you're looking to create a project with a clinical focus that you can link to in your resume when job searching. And understanding the metrics that will be included on this hospital key performance indicator dashboard is the first step. So the next episode, we'll be talking about patient satisfaction scores.
Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.